This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out to our listeners up in Denver and our listeners up there in Portland, Maine. Special shout-out to all you folks. Now, let's not forget that a shout-out also goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, doing whatever it is you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we have the chat room, the Captain's Group. Go over there, sign up, and in you come, and you start chatting with everybody that's in there. And you can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And hello again.
Good morning.
Well, we started out talking briefly, and we might want to say a little bit more about it. I don't know. Fulton County, the alleged the video that alleges the Georgia ballots being counted after the poll watchers were ousted. There's no alleging about it. I mean, it was right there in black and white. It was obvious to see what they did. And for anybody that doesn't understand what they saw, it was exactly what it was supposed to be. And by the way, those people did not know they were being watched, did they?
Well, we don't know what they knew, but I will say, I mean, I would assume they probably didn't know, but it also didn't follow procedure. And remember, it was kind of, it kind of runs in a track to what really the whole world saw, and remember, it was right around 9:30, 10 o'clock that people, that states sort of quit voting, right?
Yes, I mean, they did. Yep.
Not voting, but counting.
Counting.
Remember,
yep.
everything kind of came to a halt.
Yep.
Well, that's or reporting. I mean, everything. So that kind of fits in that timeline because I think that happened around what 10 o'clock.
10:30.
And then they started counting again till around 1:00, but they did it with nobody there, including the media. In fact, I think a lot of people, the media was there that night.
They were.
And they were thrown out too, but they were kind of watching what was happening, and they actually called people back in. So it was the media that said, hey, this is also going on. So we have not just a video that has no sound to it, but we have the media that was there.
You bet.
So, I would be challenging Raffensperger and Sterling up there in Atlanta. I mean, it's quite the thing.
We're being asked a question by our friend George, the godfather here in Tampa. He's saying, what's up with A.G. Barr with all the evidence of election fraud, and he's not doing anything?
Well, I'm not going to make excuses for A.G. Barr because I don't know what they are investigating and not investigating. Remember, they said...
Yeah.
To date, he hasn't seen anything consequential.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But they have invested. They have. He also says they have ongoing investigations.
Yes, so they do.
We don't know what they're looking at.
No, nope. They're not going to tell us.
When this evidence comes forward, as it's been doing so, as shown by Rudy Giuliani and team, it's going to them or it's going to other officials, but. How many little whistleblowers are going to call up AG Barr, the Department of Justice? First of all, you just don't do that. So we don't know what referrals have gone to the Department of Justice. We don't know what the FBI is looking at. We have no idea. So we really can't make a statement. It's like, fire him or get rid of him or he's no longer on Trump's team. We can really say that.
No, now the problem that I've got with is even more so than A.G. Barr. It's what the hell is Christopher Wray doing?
Well, it's kind of like the same response you're going to get from me. We don't know what they have. No one's asked him. So I don't know. I would think when you've got somewhere in the realm of 30 million, 40 million, 50 million people that are very concerned about the consequential, confusion and chaos in election results. I mean, we still have Congress people that haven't had their races called yet.
That's right.
Then I would think that these people outside of Trump himself would come out and make a statement. We recognize this and so forth and so on, but sadly they're not doing it. I mean, Department of Homeland Security, they've got HSI, Homeland Security Investigations.
Oh.
CISA, so there you go.
Yeah, and of course that one in New York got even stranger yesterday. They're saying that it has to do with the sticky pad nature of the ballot.
I haven't read that one, so I can't speak to it.
Well, it came out during the night there that the state of New York, the election people were saying it had to do with the sticky nature of the ballot, that it wasn't reading the ballot the way it was supposed to be, but that's nuts. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Got the same problem in Michigan. By the way, Governor Whitmer up there in Michigan says that she just might extend that three-week closure thing that she's got and make it even longer. Oh, boy, don't you just love that woman?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company. They sell vitamins, amongst other things, stuff that's good for you. And you can go over, take a look at what they have to offer at their website, balanceofnature.com. Then you can use the product code RESULT, RESULT. And you will get 35% of a discount on your Balance of Nature order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Again, the website, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Mary on the telephone line here. Okay, Mary, what's up?
Good morning, Denise and Captain. I wanted to ask you a question. It seems like every time everybody's looking at one thing, a whole lot of stuff is going on at the other side.
Diversion. Diversion. Yep.
And the bills are so long and complicated that it's really hard to read them. But Senate Bill 386 did pass, which raises for high tech the cap from 7% to 15% for people with highly technological skills to immigrate here from mainly India and China.
You know who sponsored that predominantly?
Senator Mike Lee.
That's right. That's right.
Scott and Marco Rubio, a couple of others got behind in the Chamber of Commerce, and another organization funded by George Soros.
Yep.
So this is nuts.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with you, and we'll discuss it now. How's that?
How do you fix that?
I don't know. Vote them out. I don't know. All right. Okay. How do you fix it, Denise?
Well, you know, let's not forget that you have to have the, I mean, you could have a Senate bill, and it may pass in the Senate. Doesn't mean it'll pass in the House, and doesn't mean a president will sign it into law. I am very, very disappointed that, you know, we've got Republicans that are, you know, attached their signatures to this one. Shame on Mike Lee. But I do know that Mike Lee is one of the larger recipients of big tech campaign donations.
Yeah.
I can't say that about Rick Scott or Marco Rubio because I haven't looked at that. But, you know, I want to give a big hat tip to Mary because, I mean, she kind of does what I do. You know, I watch this proposed legislation. I subscribe to, such that I get the emails on what happens in Washington with proposed legislation and, you know, who's authors it and all that other kind of stuff. And, I mean, it's really quite remarkable. You can learn a lot if you can stand it when Congress is in session. You can learn a lot by just sitting there one day and watching CNN. And C-SPAN. C-SPAN, I meant.
Right.
Or you can just go over to the C-SPAN website and type something in and watch a hearing or what's going on. And you'd be stunned at the nonsense that happens in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
To the point where you just kind of wonder, are we living in some kind of, you know, TV, weird comical TV show?
Yeah. Now, LJ up in Michigan just chimed in and asked us a question because you and I were talking about this off the air. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood on telling people not to vote in the Senate runoff in Georgia. She wants to know, why are they doing that?
Well, they didn't I don't know. I'm real disappointed in this, but the way they packaged it is Loeffler and Perdue do not deserve our vote or the votes of Georgians unless they call for certain things. Well, they have called for them. But they're also saying this is a corrupt system that is there in Georgia. And, you know, until it's fixed, don't vote. So they're trying to drive home a point. But look, you've got the whole world watching Georgia right now. So
yes.
For Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell to, you know, use that angle on, you know, putting, ensuring this runoff happens the way it needs to, they got the wrong twist to the whole argument. So I'm real disappointed in both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the understatement of the year. And unfortunately, I don't know what the solution is, but don't pay attention to them, folks. We need every vote we can possibly get on the Republican side of the aisle if you want to keep the checks and balances in place up there in D.C.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Now, I found out something interesting here. We've heard a lot of conversation about touting Don Jr. to perhaps run for president, right, in 2024?
I don't know. I guess
I'm gonna lead it into something else. He may in fact be running for president, but guess what? President of the NRA.
Correct.
Isn't that something? That just popped up yesterday.
Yep.
What do you think? Good idea? I think it's a great idea.
Well, I would say this, after what the Trump family has been through, Don Jr. certainly has a thick enough skin. Should he take that to take all the slings and arrows from, you know, all the anti-gun people out there? I mean, they, you know, NRA gets attacked day in and day out. In fact, now you've got the Biden people saying that gun control is a health issue.
You remember, let's see, who the heck was it? Do you remember Charlton Heston? Out of my cold, dead hands! Remember when he stood up there and held that Henry up in the air? Oh, boy, I'm telling you. That was worth the price of admission on steroids. But anyway, it is what it is. By the way, are you ready for the first 100 days of Joe Biden? After all, he said that he's going to ask all Americans to wear masks for 100 days and make it mandatory, a standing order at all federal buildings and on all interstate highways and byways.
Well, the last part he cannot do, because people are allowed to travel freely and travel as they see fit. He can do it in federal buildings, but he cannot reach down into the state level and mandate people wear masks. He does not have that authority.
Yeah.
We have the federalist system of government, and he cannot tell states, citizens in states, what to do.
Now, the other thing that's going on here is the president gave a very charged speech the other night. I've got excerpts of it. We're putting together a little, about 10 minutes worth of it so that we can play it on a weekend show. But holy smokes, was he on fire when he gave that one last night or the night before?
What he's saying is this. Do you realize that all these problems that we've had with the election system are all causes of pre-election activities by the Democrats?
Yep.
Okay? And the Republicans are blaming the Democrats. Have you heard a single Democrat blaming a Republican for something that went sideways in the election? No.
No. Yeah.
I rest my case.
Okay, now, Nevada got interesting yesterday. We talked about all these different states, but all of a sudden in Nevada, there was evidence produced of dead people voting, double votes in Nevada. Also, the election review that's going on in Nevada and the inspection of the Nevada election office ahead of the Thursday hearing on the lawsuit. And then I think there's a lawsuit going forward in Nevada, and then the appeals court up in, was it Wisconsin? There's a federal appeals court that's going to hear the case because it was rejected by the Wisconsin Supreme Court up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did I say all that right?
No, but that's okay.
Okay, because things are moving along so freaking fast you can hardly...
Well, and you have to kind of like read the law, read the lawsuits and what has really happened. When it comes to Wisconsin, I would say follow Reince Priebus, because he is a lawyer and he's in Wisconsin, so... he actually has this thing down to a science, and he has a very good explanation on it.
All righty. We will talk to you on the weekend show, so have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop, and stay warm. All right, Denise Simon, everyone, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out the great articles that she writes during the course of the day, and sign up for her email list, and you'll know what's going on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A circuit court judge in Nevada will rule Friday on the latest lawsuit from President Trump's campaign, seeking to overturn the results of the presidential election in that state. Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to consider the evidence submitted during Thursday's hearing, while also leaving both sides time to file a possible appeal to the state's Supreme Court. RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel called the hearing a step towards restoring election integrity. She told Fox News it was a chance for the courts to clean up the chaos that was left when Nevada changed its mail-in voting laws.
They absolutely tried to make it the most porous election so everybody got a ballot, so that anybody could vote whether you live there or not. They didn't check their voter rolls, and this is what you're getting, chaos on the back end. And I think it's good that we call this to attention and we make sure that we don't let this happen again, and I'm glad it's in the courts. And the rest of the country needs to pay attention to what's happening in Nevada.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, Bo was in studio yesterday, answered a lot of questions, and we appreciate everybody that participated in that. Again, you can find out more about them by going to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and that is there for you to go and visit and see, which I would strongly suggest you do. I'll give you a phone number in a minute. Then the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. Now, what you need to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800 859-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you. Now, for you folks up there in Portland, Maine, obviously Concord Mass would be right there just down the road a piece for you, and that would be the one that I would suggest that you go and check on. And again, if you want a really good, high-paying, in-demand job that's going to keep you in a career for the next 20 or 30 years of your life, that's it. Aviation maintenance tech. There's several different variations of it, but you can certainly do the job and wind up with a rewarding career that you are going to look back on and say, boy, I wish I'd thought of that sooner. So that's naa.edu on the website, naa.edu, or give them a call. Asked to take the tour at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Now, with plans in motion to draw down the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan to 2,500 next month, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff defended that decision by outlining the state of conflict there. Now, he says that they've had some success in Afghanistan. Well, maybe they have. But lately, you haven't been hearing about successes. Last weekend, all you heard about was a series of suicide bombings, a bunch of people killed, a bunch of people wounded. That's not success. So we'll see what happens. But it definitely, the situation is fluent. And Congress is moving ahead with its annual defense policy bill without repealing the prized legal shield for social media companies, testing President Donald Trump's threat to veto the bill. He says he's going to if they don't do something about Section 230. We'll see. By the way, Joe Biden is facing escalating pressure from competing factions within his own party as he finalizes his choice for Secretary of Defense. Many people don't particularly care for the people that he's chosen to be the Secretary of Defense. We'll see how that goes. And jabbing sailors in the fleet with the coming COVID-19 vaccine will happen pretty quickly. So says the Chief of Naval Operations. We'll wait and see that they're getting ready to do that. The U.S. government has also decided to withdraw some staff from its embassy in Baghdad through the final weeks of the Trump administration. As tensions are rising throughout the region, and they're very much afraid that there's going to be an attack on the embassy there in Baghdad, and they're getting non-essential people out of the way. The situation's gone downhill very quickly in Iraq. Now, the Army this week said it plans to spend more than $1 billion over the next 6 years to improve family housing at all of its garrisons in Europe, where the service had faced complaints about poor family living conditions, and some of those places that they were living in over there were from World War II. So I agree with them on that one. In addition, Japan's capital city, Tokyo, experienced another surge in coronavirus cases on Wednesday, while the U.S. military, by 6 p.m., have reported only two new infections. Meanwhile, the U.S. envoy who brokered the ongoing peace deals between the Afghan government and the Taliban said that the two sides have overcome a three-month impasse and agreed on rules and procedures for the negotiations. Really? We'll see how long that lasts, right? See how long that lasts. And House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith said he believes it's still possible President Donald Trump will veto the annual defense bill, but warned it would be a huge political mistake for him to do so. The number of military veterans in Congress, by the way, will drop again this season, or next session, rather, reaching the lowest levels of members with some military experience since the end of World War II. So we're back where we were again with that. We'll see how that all plays out. And after years of fighting with federal officials, Vietnam veterans suffering from high blood pressure and several other serious health conditions will be granted presumptive benefits status under language used in the final version of the annual defense authorization bill unveiled on Wednesday. That's good news for the Vietnam veterans. Good news. and leading Veterans Affairs senators introduced a bill which will help more Native American veterans across VA care, access VA care, and ease the burden of that care by eliminating co-pays. So we're helping other Native American veterans. Also, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Miley, said the Pentagon planners need a reality check about future defense budgets and must accept the fact that military dollars are now starting to dry up instead of just throwing money at the wall and seeing if it's going to stick. And that all makes sense. By the way, the idea that the U.S. military would oversee a new nationwide presidential election ordered by martial law by President Donald Trump is insane in a year that we don't think that it could get any more insane, according to a defense official who was remained unnamed. Yeah, it is. We're not going to do that. And even though the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed the Pentagon to move from aging software to the Microsoft Office 365 much faster than planned, that means, for example, that users will have the ability to dial into the Teams meetings from their home phones, laptops, or other devices as early as January in 2021. Now, top U.S. officials have not decided how many troops to keep in Somalia yet either. That, again, coming from General Mark Miley, warning that the Al-Shabaab terrorist group based there remains a strong and credible threat to America and the whole region. In addition, military aviation accidents have killed some 224 pilots and airmen, destroyed 186 aircraft, and cost more than $11.6 billion since 2013. And many aviators believe that those numbers will keep rising as a congressional commission has been established to investigate those crashes. And I guess they're going to have to. Now, the Army wants its joint all-domain operations Gray Eagles to have synthetic aperture radars, moving target indicators, electronic intelligence and communications intelligence capability, as well as air-launched effects and radar warning receivers, according to a new market study. We'll see if they get it. The Army's Criminal Investigation Command also confirmed that its agents are investigating allegations of abuse and illegal resale of pork products purchased at post exchanges in Kuwait. Wow. That's strange. And an Army National Guard task force that's been coordinating the COVID-19 responses from California to Texas to Michigan and places in between have gotten a slight break, or at least a slowing of the pace, towards the end of summer, but the virus has now started to ramp up again. Okay, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Every Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Alaroot. And Wayne Alaroot's very busy out there these days in Nevada with all the stuff that's going on out there. I talked to him yesterday, and I'm going to try to bring him on the program again next week, and we'll see if we can make that happen. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a great little idea for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, which is what I'm taking. Now, you can double up on it. You can even triple up on it. It's not going to be all that bad for you, and it's going to help you because who the heck gets their daily requirement of fruits and vegetables every day? I certainly don't, and it certainly works for me, and it's helping me. And by the way, if you want to build up a little immunity, it'll work with that too. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Don't forget, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or if you want to speak to a live person, you can call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. But either way, either go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Don't forget, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
an interesting circumstance we found out. 40 states next week will file an antitrust lawsuit against Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't seen the lawsuit to see what's actually in it and how they're going after Facebook. It wasn't just the states. You also now have the Department of Justice as well, if I'm not mistaken, is going after them for basically setting aside jobs just for H-1B visa.
That is correct.
To be discriminating against Americans. So, yeah, again, basically throwing some shade at some of these big tech companies. Hopefully it'll get somewhere.
Now, when you talk about the H-1B one, this was kind of strange because yesterday Mike Lee's outsourcing bill, he's the one that sponsored it with support from Marco Rubio, from Rick Scott, and from some other folks, passed the Senate. And not one Republican objected to defend the American workers in all of this. Now, just because it passed the Senate doesn't mean it's going to pass the House, but still.
I think it will get past the House. It's whether or not the president is going to veto it. That's the key. I hope he does. I've been yelling and screaming about these visas for a long time. You got companies here,
20 years,
you know, saying, "Oh, we can't be competitive if we don't do this." This is nonsensical. I remember just a few years ago, I was yelling and screaming about Disney down in Florida getting rid of American workers and being replaced with H-1. The visa holders.
That's right.
And the American workers had to actually train the replacements.
Yep.
I have no problem. If we need more workers in a certain field, that's fine. Give them, make them citizens of the United States. Then they can compete. Everybody can compete on a level playing field. When it's not a level playing field, when it comes to wages, that's problematic, and that's what we have.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. What did you think about the Project Veritas disclosure on CNN? Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, for people like myself, it's not surprising. Videos like that have to get in front of people, and they're not going to be put out in the mainstream media. You have to get in front of people that don't understand, that are on the left. It's that old saying, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. And we all know about this. We'll watch the video. We'll see it. But, you know, half the country won't.
No. And they don't want to see it either because CNN is trying to bury that thing under a rock someplace. By the way, speaking of videos, did you see the video out of Fulton County, Georgia, with those votes that mysteriously came out from underneath that table?
Yeah, I did. I saw that. Was it late afternoon? Yesterday, and I mean, again, it's starting to get out to some degree, and it's starting to make the rounds. I mean, this is the type of evidence that is necessary that Trump needs in order to push forward. You got actual video of what's taking place, so this might change things up in the state of Georgia. We need more of this. I want to find out where those people are. How are they not being questioned right now? Why are there not cameras? Where is the media? Why are they going to these people's houses and finding these people who were there that night and asking them questions? To me, this can't be that hard to figure that out. Can't be that hard to do. Why isn't it being done? Because this to me is just awful. And this is stuff that needs to get out. Again, it's not going to get out in the mainstream media. You'll get a couple shows on Fox. That will put it out there, but most of the news programs didn't cover it. All the other ones, news programs around the country didn't cover it, and it's a shame. I mean, it's something that needs attention.
What's going on with the restaurant owner up there in Staten Island who got frog marched out of his own restaurant?
Well, it's been definitely an interesting story. At first, he declared his restaurant in one of those autonomous zones like they had in Seattle this past summer. So I kind of find that kind of funny. I appreciate what the guy's doing, and I think we're going to need more of it because the shutdowns that are taking place, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's lights out for many of these companies. And I was trying to come up with ideas to help small business owners and I think that this might be helpful if we can put this into maybe, I don't know if we could put it into a stimulus package or make it a law. It's not going to cost anything. And any small business owner out there, restaurant owner, you name it, that has to declare bankruptcy, it shouldn't go on their permanent record. It should not affect their credit report. It should be basically completely washed away. And this owner can come back and they'd be able to, you know, raise money and do what they need to do, borrow money, and when this is over, to reopen. I think that that would be a big help to many people out there that have been forced into bankruptcy because of shutdowns. It's not their fault.
Right. And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski. The Watchdog on Wall Street website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You catch this program all across the country on many of these famed stations right here, as well as many, many others. Now, it's kind of hard to figure out why Joe Biden did this, but Dr. Fauci, we all know, was auditioning for a position in the Biden administration, correct?
I don't even think he really needed to audition. I think it goes without saying that, you know, we got many, many people that, you know, hang on his every word on the left, and I think it was goes without saying that, that Biden was going to appoint him.
And he did. He's on it.
Yeah.
He's back on his commission, yep. And Christopher Wray, the FBI director, who has been silent, is also being reappointed.
What does that tell you? Another bad appointment by Donald Trump. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, I think that's, you know, where Trump was really at his, where he really failed at his presidency was the people he surrounded himself with and the people that he hired. And there was another one.
Well, I don't know who was giving him the advice, but it certainly wasn't you and it wasn't me because I knew better. But that's just me. What do I know? In addition, what's going on with Sidney Powell where she's telling people in Georgia, hey, don't vote?
I'm not familiar with this. What, in the Senate race?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would she be doing that?
I don't know. Lynn Wood did the same thing, and then he said, oh, I didn't mean don't vote. I just meant, you know, you got to vote, but don't vote for the people with the same old bad ideas.
Huh. Interesting. I don't know. I have to get it. Obviously, there's a lot of attention being, well, obviously, without a doubt, being, you know, placed on this election and how important that it is. But, you know, you and I can't vote in it, so I don't get into too much of the internal Georgia politics. I do know that the polls are pretty close there, which, again, should be frightening to a lot of people.
Yeah. And, of course, you got all these people that have been pre-registered, supposedly, to get absentee ballots, which, by the way, they can start their voting on December 7th.
Matt, I'm sorry. When does that election take place, actually?
January 5th.
January 5th, okay. You know, interesting. You know, that's... makes no sense. I mean, you have an election day, you have an election day. The way our system is set up right now, we all know just how ripe it is for fraud. And quite frankly, it's nonsensical. You know, why don't we start voting for, you know, 2022 or 2024? I mean, it's just.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll cast my vote right now. I don't even know who's running, but I'll just vote.
It's silly.
All right. Well, it's Friday. We will let you go. By the way, Nor'easter coming your way this weekend.
So they say. We shall see.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday and see whether or not you got snow or water.
Probably water.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The website. Catch this program all across the country on many of these same radio stations. And I'll be right back with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.